Coming up on today's episode, we hear how places like the National Western Stock Show are helping the next generation of livestock professionals, the latest news close to the southern border, a couple amazing job opportunities, and lots more. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode. We'll hear more from them throughout the show. Ellingson Angus, RanchChannel.com, Clear Springs Cattle Company, and the annual Bread for Balance sale. The all-new sales series found on RanchChannel.com. Wassum Red Angus, Sire Buyer, Westway Feed Products, and LivestockMarket.com. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff. More cases of New World screwworm have been found in a Mexican border state. A total of 11 cases of screwworm have been reported in that state since December 30th. The Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller said, "It's just plain cowboy logic. When you're seeing this many cases this fast, it tells you there may be established screwworm fly populations in that Mexican border state." Miller went on to say, "We're grateful sterile fly deployment has begun, but make no mistake," he says, "Texas producers need to stay on high alert along our border." The Texas cattle industry says if screwworm crosses the border, it could devastate livestock and cost the industry right around $2.1 billion in damages. Inspectors have been deployed, as well as surveillance and traps along the border. However, Miller urges Texas livestock owners north of the border to take preventative action now. New World screwworm larvae can burrow into the flesh of animals, livestock, pets, birds, and even people. They can kill animals in 2 weeks by causing infections and feeding on wounds with their screw-like teeth. And those of you possibly looking for a career change, maybe a career addition, the University of Nebraska, a few different positions open. First, a ranch technician near Whitman, Nebraska at the Gunmanson Sandhills Laboratory. Check it out. Also available from the University of Nebraska if you're into extension or research. Ruminant digestion technician, a beef systems technician, that one near Ithaca, and some various different positions near Clay Center, Nebraska. I will put the link in the show notes for this episode directly to that page for more information. And if a seed stock operation is your jam, a leader in Red Angus genetics, Leland Red Angus, located in western North Dakota, is seeking an honest, responsible, and dependable applicant to join the team ASAP. Now, they do a lot of their work horseback, so the ideal candidate comes with their own horses and gear, housing, utilities, a ranch vehicle, beef provided, along with competitive wages, depending upon experience, of course. You can send your resume and information to LelandRedAngus@gmail.com. Head to their website, LelandRedAngus.com, or check out their Facebook page, Leland Red Angus Ranch. We know this outfit well. The people and the cattle are second to none. Coming up next on the Ranch It Up Radio Show, we head to the National Western Stock Show, where champions have been crowned, or slapped in this case. Plus, how Colorado State University uses places like the Stock Show to train and teach the next generation. It's the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and we'll be right back. Nutrition does not need to be difficult or overwhelming or complicated at all. Keep things simple with Westway Feed Products. Cow-calf, dairy, feedlots, equine, and custom if you need. You can count on Westway. WestwayFeed.com. The Red Angus outfit checking all the boxes. Powerful, profitable, and practical genetics. Wassum Red Angus. 70 registered Red Angus bulls and 130 commercial open heifers hit the ring Thursday, February 19th at the Wicks Barn in Richardton, North Dakota. Calving ease, check. Maternal power, check. Longevity, check. Efficiency, check. Genomic testing, check. New and exciting pedigrees, double check. And it's all at RanchChannel.com and WassumRedAngus.com. Wassum Red Angus. Check.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Coming soon to RanchChannel.com, the Sales Series, the evolution of how producers connect with elite livestock and proven operations. From top-end bulls, heifers, and horses to land equipment products and programs shaping the future of agriculture. The Sales Series, where smart ranching starts. Find out more by emailing info@RanchChannel.com.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your all things ranching newscast, and so glad to be with each and every one of you. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, it doesn't matter. Call or text. The phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. The National Western Stock Show and Rodeo just wrapped up this weekend in Denver, Colorado. The Super Bowl for many in the seed stock business that choose to exhibit and promote through such types of venues. The National Western Stock Show features rodeos, equine events, and competitions of all sorts, livestock exhibits, entertainment, and of course, shopping in the trade show. Now, Beck and I couldn't get to the stock show this year, but one of our crew did. Charles Anderson caught up with Tyler Bush of Bush Angus, Britton, South Dakota, after their Angus bull MC Caesar 3109 was slapped grand champion for the second year in a row. The Bush Angus outfit celebrating their 100th year in the Angus business.
This is Charles Anderson with the Ranch It Up Radio Show coming to you from Denver, Colorado. For the last 120 years, the National Western Stock Show has been the Super Bowl of cattle shows. And a highlight of every year is the selection of the champion Angus bull. And right now I'm joined by Tyler Bush from Bush Angus, one of the owners of the just recently named champion Angus bull at the 2026 National Western Stock Show, a bull they call Caesar. So first off, congratulations, Tyler, an awesome day. Why don't you just start out by introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about Bush Angus and what you guys do there in South Dakota.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Charles, for having me. Certainly a great thing and a great pleasure and honor to go ahead and be named champion Angus bull again here at the National Western. Actually, fun fact, Caesar now has gone back-to-back National Western champion Angus bull here. He was back in 2025 and now 2026, so that's a pretty neat feat for us. Our operation, the McCall family and Seldom Rest Farms as well. Our operation based here out of Britton, South Dakota, Bush Angus. We've owned Angus cattle since 1926. Cool thing about that, every female in our operation goes back to one single cow, and so we're a closed herd and never bring in a female beyond that original one. So we kind of focus around bringing in herd sires, AI sires, and breeding consistent good cattle on down the road with good performance and still good looks.
For a second, Tyler, for those people that weren't here to see Caesar in real life, go ahead and put on your judge hat and just give everybody a description of this bull. When he was out there, the judges in the ring talked about obviously his outstanding phenotype, but also comes at you with a solid set of EPDs. Go ahead, put on your judging cap and tell the world about Caesar.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the cool thing about that bull is I am, from my unbiased opinion, I'll try my best. I think a big-footed, heavy-structured bull, that's super high-performing. The cool thing about him, he's big middled, he's still big and dense there up out of his hip, hits the ground with all sorts of feature there at the surface. But like Charles said, the real cool thing about that one is not only his pedigree that is unique and fun and has the ability to be used on down the road, but still reads with true growth character in terms of weaning and yearling weight production there, good on milk. And so for us, we're both excited for the bulls and very excited for the females, I think, on what he's going to do for us on down the road and hopefully breeders across the country.
You also have a pen of bulls in the pen show. Just talk to us real quickly about how Bush Angus utilizes events like the National Western Stock Show to promote their bulls, not only to other seed stock breeders, but to the commercial cattlemen as well.
Yeah, that's a big thing for us is, you know, we don't hit the show road super hard with our bulls, but when we get to the National Western and come out to Denver, you know, just the prestige and the history of it, having a pen of bulls out here and having the people that come through, you know, from purebred producers to commercial cattlemen alike, they all kind of hit the yards and kind of see cattle and see what they want for genetics and what's working across the country and see what genetics work for everybody else. So we'll go ahead and promote them through the week, and then we'll go ahead and exhibit them in the pen show.
One final thing. I know you guys have a bull sale coming up. Go ahead and give us all your contact information for Bush's Angus and dates on your sale and all the pertinent information so people can get a hold of you.
Our 52nd annual bull sale, Focus on Performance, will be held February 28th of 2026, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. We can be found on Facebook, online at our website at bushangus.com, or be found on DV Auctions for pictures, videos, and a link to our catalog as well. Don't be afraid to ever holler at us. Get a hold of us. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you guys have.
Congratulations again, Tyler. Great day at the National Western Stock Show, and thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Charles.
Obviously, very busy there. You could hear in the background all sorts of blowers going off and commotion going on. Tyler Bush with Bush Angus, their 52nd annual production sale, Saturday, February 28th, Britton, South Dakota. Some outfits use places like the National Western Stock Show to promote their genetics and operations, while others want absolutely nothing to do with the world of exhibiting whatsoever. And I understand and respect both opinions. Now, while in Denver, Charles Anderson was able to catch up with Dr. Sam Cunningham, an associate professor at Colorado State University Department of Animal Sciences, hearing how the CSU seed stock merchandising team uses places like the National Western Stock Show exhibiting CSU's cattle to teach the next generation invaluable skills like finances, livestock selection, decision-making, communication, and customer service.
This February, we will be hosting our 49th annual sale, selling PAP-tested, age-advantaged Angus and Hereford bulls and a handful of bred females, both registered Herefords and some black and black baldy commercials. And through these classes, I try to expose students to a lot of things in a little bit of time. We talk a lot about pedigrees, EPDs, genomics, different types of marketing, whether we're looking at social selling or online-only sales versus hybrid sales where we're video and in-person, and then also private treaty sales. And so we were very fortunate this week here at National Western to have some private treaty conversations out of our pen. And so they also got to practice just having conversations with industry folks, fellow cattlemen, potential customers, repeat customers. And so then through these classes, they also work on planning the annual sale. So each week through the fall, our sales class, each week we do something towards the sale. We build a budget, we build an ad plan, we Zoom call with our auctioneer, we Zoom call with our ringmen. We go through sale bulls over and over again. Those students know those bulls better than I do at this point. We've pictured sale bulls, and a week from yesterday, we're going to go home and semen check sale bulls, and the week after that, we're going to video, and the week after that, we go to Nashville for 4 days for NCBA convention and trade show. Then we come home, and we do those finite details for our sale, probably clean the sale arena, set up our tables, make sure the TVs work. And then on February 21st, we will host the 49th annual sale there at Arctic and at 11 o'clock in the morning. But at 8 o'clock in the morning, folks can join us for what we started last year, we call Cattle Chat. And we invite 2 to 3 industry professionals to have casual conversations about current issues in the beef industry.
Nice.
And it might be markets, it might be trends. For example, last year we had a great discussion with Randy Block and Lee Leachman over coffee and breakfast burritos. And then there is still time for folks to go preview cattle before the sale and then come back in where Justin Stout, our auctioneer, sold just over 40 lots for us.
And the one thing that always impresses me about your kids, every time I walk into the Colorado State University pen, those kids are, they'll shake your hand, they'll look you in the eye, they'll introduce themselves. There's so much of that that is included in this, as everybody kind of likes to generically say, using this livestock to raise our youth. There's that point in there that you definitely see, and I wanted to commend you on that.
For the past 20 plus years, they started bringing pen cattle to Denver. So these students work all fall with the end game of coming to National Western with a set of cattle. Depending upon how many kids I have out for the Seed Star team will depend on how many cattle we're able to bring. This year I've had a very small, very mighty team of four students, only one of which coming from a beef cattle background. But all of the students that I've worked with the past 6 years all have individual stories and went on to do things where they're contributing to agriculture, some more specifically the beef industry somehow. I have some at breed associations, farm credits, government agencies, graduate school, some that are waiting to hear back on vet school applications, some that have wound up in sales, some that have wound up in meat, some that are in repro. So they're taking different pieces of their experience, whether they really like the data management, because we do a lot of work with Excel and records. Some of them have found things where they focus on that. Another young lady has built a photography business. And so it's fun to keep up with them after they're done and after they've graduated.
When I think of Colorado State University, there's not another way to put it. There are just absolutely industry icons and giants. Faculty, former faculty, just give us, besides the wonderful seed stock merchandising team and the beautiful city of Fort Collins, just give us that 30,000 foot view of some of the stuff that Colorado State University has to offer and why a prospective student should at least look at Colorado State University for a further education.
Well, thank you, Charles. So thinking about Colorado State University, first think of this, proximity to an airport. So no matter where you come from, it's an easy trip home because we're a little over an hour from DIA. But more than that, speaking of Denver, you're a little over an hour from tons of national industry offices. NCBA, Cattle Facts, U.S. Meat Export Federation, we have our state commodity offices between Denver and Greeley. And so the amount of industry that students are able to connect with, be it through tours to offices away from campus, or whether it, how easy it is for those folks to get to campus, to guest lecture or to engage with students. And so I think that the industry connections that are made because of where Fort Collins lies, and like you said, its rich history in livestock and agriculture. And so at CSU, we focus a lot on student experience. There's a big push for hands-on learning. And so whether you are a pre-vet student or you're looking to do something with livestock or equine, animal behavior, leading meat scientists, a long-standing tradition of strong beef genetics research. And we also have our AgNext team that's digging into sustainability. But there is a lot of work, and the work often is a lot of faculty collaboration. So we're integrating disciplines into looking at an entire system, which I think is really unique for students. That way they don't just zoom in on that one thing. They can remember that there's a lot of things that go into feeding an ever-growing population.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sam.
Anytime.
Congratulations on a great week at the National Western Stock Show.
Thank you, Charles. We appreciate it.
Charles Anderson reporting from the National Western Stock Show with Dr. Sam Cunningham of Colorado State University. Appreciate the time. Now, to find out more about the 49th annual CSU Bull and Heifer Sale, head to ranchitupshow.com. You'll find the links in the show notes for this episode. Crew, it is time for a quick break. When we come back, we talk the numbers. It's market report time here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show, so keep it parked. Get ready for the Ellingson Angus Real World Genetics Annual Production Sale. Join us Saturday, February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota for an outstanding offering of 1,240 Angus bulls, heifers, and cows. Check out this lineup: 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 50 registered bred heifers, 600 commercial open heifers, 180 commercial bred heifers, and 50 coming 3-year-old cows. Attend in person or bid online at DV Auction or Northern Livestock Video, and all sale information from videos to catalogs is available at ellingsonangus.com and ranchchannel.com. Ellingson Angus, Real World Genetics.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen. The nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
Attention cattlemen seeking profit-driven genetics that help your bottom line. This is Travis Wolf from Bred for Balance, Starbuck, Minnesota. You are invited to our annual sale February 13th, 1 p.m. at the ranch, selling 130 Simmental and Sim Angus bulls and 65 females. There's a 3-year breeding soundness warranty on the bulls. To view or request a catalog, visit bredforbalance.com and bid online at DV Auctions. Hope to see you February 13th in Starbuck, Minnesota.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. So, Kirk, numbers-wise, what do you got for us, buddy?
Good morning, Theodore, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, January 16th, March feeder futures closed the week at $356.15. That's up $1.60 on the week. It is kind of overlooking a rally to new highs on Thursday before a very large 840 sell-off on Friday. The CME feeder index closed up 2.25 at 370.15. Big number there on cash, 370.15. That left the basis a positive $8.40 versus January futures and positive $14 versus March futures. The futures market is definitely struggling. It'll come down to cash. Will cash continue to drag it higher, or will futures win out the day at some point in time? February live cattle closed the week at 232.07.5. That's down $1.70 on the week. Cash traded 233 to 234 late in the week after futures sold off aggressively on Friday. Futures went into Friday carrying a negative 2 basis, or futures were over cash, and then the futures sold off aggressively and left the basis at a positive $2.375. Friday's action, if nothing else, was very much just correcting the basis when the market realized that the 235 cash everybody thought was a sure deal was not going to happen on Friday. Choice boxes closed the week up 675 at 362.38. That's some good movement in boxes, but it's still pretty concerning after a $6.75 rally that boxes are actually trading under the 365 dressed. Weekly slaughter was 562,000 head. That's 9,000 head above last week and 39,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights were up 3 pounds to 897 pounds, historically a very heavy weight, as we all know. That's 23 pounds over the same week last year. The combination of slaughter and dress weights left yearly production up 1.2% at 4.0% less than this week last year. To wrap this up, March corn closed the week at 4.25. That's down 20.25 cents on the week. It's actually fairly encouraging that after the USDA report, the market sold off 23 cents with a shocking report that raised yields and increased acres by 1.3 million. So the fact that we've held together after the 23 cent sell-off following the USDA report is actually fairly encouraging in my opinion.
So before I say fare thee well, Kirk, let's dance with this topic about bull sales. I don't know where you're at, if you need to replace some of your bull battery, kind of where you're at with that. But let's talk about proposed prices for bulls. And there's that saying that people have take the price of what like 5 steer calves are going to sell for, and that's the price that we should pay for our bulls. And that's subjective, of course. But if we just use that as a general formula, we're looking at bull sales of what you should pay for your next herd sire at $10,000-$12,000 on up. So what's your thoughts on that? I'm just kind of curious.
I think the general concept is actually fairly accurate. I would say that's going to get you, you know, and every sale is different, of course, but I think that's going to get you the top, no, not the top 5%, obviously, that'll be 20 grand or higher. But I would say that that rule will get you in the top 10-20% of the bulls for sale in that particular sale. I think more important, though, is consistency with your bulls. I'm a big believer in that. So if I want a certain quality or standard of bull, I'm pretty much going to stick to that standard no matter where the market goes. I'm not going to lower my power of my bulls to decrease my price. That's my personal opinion. And I say that because, you know, if you're, say, the middle of the range bull buyer, obviously I don't think that's going to equate to $10,000-$12,000 bulls, but maybe that's an $8,000 bull this year. One thing we can say fairly confidently is the bull sales have been higher and more than likely, highly likely, will continue to be pretty high this year.
Want a healthier calving season this spring? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Wanner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I recently visited with veterinarians Troy Dutton and Joe Holkalter about how ranchers can improve herd health during calving season and year-round. Here's a portion of our conversation.
Well, if we're talking about things we can do to help a calving season, I think the thing to talk about right now is they're having issues. They need to work with their veterinarian now to help prevent some of those issues they've had in the past and see what they can work with their veterinarian and nutritionist to help prevent those issues in the future. I think that would be my takeaway.
I would agree with that statement. I mean, as Dr. Dutton said at the beginning of the talk here.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Charles Anderson reporting from the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado, Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations. And now a big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, RanchChannel.com, Sire Buyer, Ellingson Angus and their annual Real World Genetics Production Sale, Westway Feed Products, Clear Springs Cattle Company, bringing us the Bread for Balance Sale, LivestockMarket.com, Wassum Red Angus, the all-new sales series, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and you can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.